Hello, I'm Rob Buckingham and welcome to the Digging Deeper podcast, episode 83. We dig deep into topics and questions each week to discover what the Bible says. The Bible has much to say about Jesus. However, not everyone believes the Bible to be an accurate historical record. So what about ancient documents beyond the Bible? Do they offer proof of the existence of Jesus Christ? Let's find out. Is there anything in ancient documents outside of the Bible that speaks about Jesus as an actual historical person? And I think this is really important. The answer, of course, is yes. Yes, there is. And this is important because not everybody trusts the Bible. I didn't before I became a Christian. I remember actually working on the radio, and this is back in the day where we had to play a minimum of an hour of Christian material on radio free of charge every week. And so the radio station in Western Australia that I worked for stuck a couple of Christian programs late on Sunday night. And when I started working in radio, that was one of my shifts. You know, they give you all the shifts where very few people are listening. So I had to play, and there was the local Assemblies of God pastor, and he did a 15-minute teaching program. And one night he was teaching on stuff. It was actually about sex. And he was being derogatory of certain people, particularly of sexual orientation. And so I was angry with him. So at the end of his program, he said, you know, if you want to talk, if I can help you in any way, here's my phone number. And it wasn't his office phone number, I found out later. It was actually his home phone number. And so I rang him and I took him to task. And he recognized my voice. He said, you sound like Rob Buckingham from the radio. And I said, yeah, I am. I've just listened to your program. I had to play it. And I said, you're saying all this stuff and it's sinful and how dare you and all of this kind of stuff. And anyway, he said, well, you know, it's in the Bible. And I said, I don't care that it's in the Bible. I don't believe the Bible. And he said, well, that's what I'm teaching from. So, you know, we finished the conversation. And then shortly thereafter, I went hitchhiking around Australia, gave my life to Jesus. And when I first went back to WA, to that town, to Geraldton, I ended up in this guy's church, which we did laugh about at different times. And then, of course, I walked away from Jesus, stopped going to his church. And then a couple of years later, I started going again. He just passed away, actually, earlier in the year at a very ripe age. I think he was very well into his 80s, possibly even around 90. But not everyone trusts the Bible. And so it's important for us to look at other historical documents that refer to Jesus. And there's actually quite a few. So let's look at these. First of all is Josephus. He was a first century Jewish theologian. Historian, I should say. He wrote of Jesus in the Antiquities of the Jews. This quote I'm going to read you is from Book 18 and Chapter 3. And I quote, "Now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. He drew over to him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Christ, and when Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men among us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him, for he appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold. These and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him and the tribe of Christians so named from him are not extinct to this day." Stunning stuff. I'm sure you would agree. So Josephus was not a Christian, not a follower of Jesus. He was a Jewish historian. And they're the words he wrote, I believe, later in the first century, but writes very complimentary words about Jesus. And so that's Josephus. The next one we'll look at, and I love some of these names, they're all Roman names, so they all end in US. So Cornelius Tacitus, He's a Roman historian, and in one of his most acclaimed works, The Annals, which covers the period from Augustus Caesar's death in 14 AD to the death of Emperor Nero in 68 AD. And he alludes to the death of Christ and to the existence of Christians at Rome. Here's a quote from Cornelius Tacitus. "But not all of the relief that could come from man availed to relieve Nero from the infamy of being believed to have ordered the fire of Rome. Hence, to suppress the rumor, he falsely charged with the guilt and punished with the most exquisite tortures the persons commonly called Christians, who were hated for their enormities. Christus, or Christ, the founder of the name, was put to death by Pontius Pilate, procurator of Judea in the reign of Tiberius. But the pernicious superstition, repressed for a time, broke out again, not only through Judea, where the mischief originated, but through the city of Rome also." So that's from the Annals, number 15. And 0.44. And so there's a guy, Cornelius Tacitus, is not a friend of Christians. So he calls it a pernicious superstition that was repressed for a time, but then broke out again, not only through Judea, where the mischief originated, where the Christian faith originated, but through the city of Rome also. And he seems to be singularly unimpressed by the spread of Christianity in the first century.
We hope you're enjoying this Digging Deeper podcast and finding help understanding the Bible and how it applies to life. Here at Digging Deeper, we'd appreciate your help letting others know about this podcast. One way to do this is by rating and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. And please like Rob Buckingham's public figure page on Facebook. You can interact with us there and ask questions you'd like Rob to answer in future episodes of Digging Deeper. Now back to Rob.
Suetonius is the next one. Suetonius was a Roman historian and court official during the reign of Emperor Hadrian, and he wrote in his Life of Claudius, and I quote, "As the Jews were making constant disturbances at the instigation of Crestus, or Christ, he expelled them from Rome." That's from the Life of Claudius 25, verse 4. Claudius' expulsion of Jews from Rome is mentioned in the Bible in Acts 18 and verse 2. This event took place around 49 AD. Assuming Jesus was crucified in the early 30s, Suetonius places Christians in the Roman capital less than 20 years later. And he reports that there were frequent conflicts between Christians and Jews that led to the eventual expulsion of the Jews from Rome for 2 or 3 years. And that, as I say, that comes in the book of Acts. People like Aquila and Priscilla had to leave Rome. They were in Paul's apostolic team, husband and wife, duo. And then they went out to different parts of the world where they had pioneered churches with Paul and pastored them for a while. And then eventually all of the Jews were allowed back in Rome again. So that's a quote from Suetonius. The next one is Pliny the Younger. Don't know why he's called Younger. Maybe there was an older Pliny as well. Pliny the Younger was a Roman governor in Bithynia in 112 AD. He wrote to the Emperor Trajan to seek advice as to how to treat the Christians. He recounts that he'd been killing Christian men, women, and children. He is concerned that so many have chosen death over simply bowing down to a statue of the emperor or being made to, and I quote, curse Christ, which a genuine Christian cannot be induced to do. Amazing statement. He wrote that in his epistles 10 and verse 96. Excuse me. And so that's Pliny the Younger. The next one is Tallis. And tell us about Tallis. Why don't I? He's a secular historian, and he, in 52 AD, he wrote a history of the Eastern Mediterranean from the Trojan Wars to his own time. The document no longer exists, but other writers like Julius Africanus, who wrote around 221 AD, quoted it. He quoted Tallis. He quoted Tallis' comments about the darkness that enveloped the land during the late afternoon hours when Jesus died on the cross. This is what Julius wrote. Tallis, in the third book of his histories, explains away this darkness as an eclipse of the sun unreasonably, as it seems to me, unreasonably, of course, because a solar eclipse could not take place at the time of the full moon, and it was at the season of the paschal full moon that Christ died. So those words written by Julius Africanus in his Chronography 18 verse 1. The importance of Tallis' comments is that the reference shows that the gospel account of the darkness that fell across the earth during Christ's crucifixion was a well-known historical event. It wasn't just made up by the gospel writers. And finally, Flagian. He was another secular scholar, and he wrote a history called Chronicles, in which he also comments on the darkness at the time of Christ's crucifixion. And this is what Flagian wrote. During the time of Tiberius Caesar, an eclipse of the sun occurred during the full moon. There's another guy, Mara Bar Serapion. Mara Bar Serapion, great name. He was a Syrian Stoic philosopher who wrote a letter from prison to his son about 70 AD. He compares Jesus to the philosophers Socrates and Pythagoras. Then there's Lucian. Lucian was a Greek satirist, and in the latter half of the second century spoke scornfully of Christ and the Christians, but never argued against Jesus' existence. This is what Lucian wrote in a piece of satire called The Death of Peregrine, chapters 11 to 13. And I quote, "The Christians, you know, worship a man to this day, the distinguished personage who introduced their novel rites and was crucified on that account." So he talks about the crucifixion. He talks about the reality of Jesus. He mocks Christianity by calling them novel rites, but he doesn't say that they didn't exist. Finally is the Babylonian Talmud. The Babylonian Talmud states this, and I quote, "It has been taught on the eve of Passover, they hanged him on the eve of Passover." Yeshu or Yeshua is the Hebrew name that is translated as Joshua or Jesus. Hanged, of course, is another way of referring to crucifixion, and it's a word also used in the Gospels in Luke 23 and verse 39, and also Galatians chapter 3. And verse 13. Finally, there's a fascinating news item dated 27th of November 2013, so 10 years ago almost, that details a very significant discovery from the first century AD. Historical archaeologist Ronald Stewart states that he has possibly uncovered hand-struck coins minted sometime between 33 and 47 AD, which have images and depictions of Jesus Christ, many of which correlate to well-known biblical events, including Jesus healing the blind man, Jesus raising Jairus' daughter from the dead, and Jesus being bound and dragged on his way to Pontius Pilate. And so fascinating to think that those coins from the 30s, 40s in the first century, so around the time of Jesus' crucifixion and within a decade to 15 years, those coins circulating with depictions of Jesus and some of Jesus' miracles taking place depicted on those coins. So it's fascinating, isn't it? Some amazing proof there. And so if you're talking to people who don't believe in Jesus, and particularly if they don't believe he's an historical figure, you can share those quotes. Share this podcast with them, and they can listen to that. If you want a list of those quotes, I'm happy to send those to you as well. You can email me connect@baysidechurch.com.au and I'll send you all of those quotes. It's absolutely fascinating. So lots of secular evidence for the birth, life, death, resurrection, and power of Jesus Christ. And of course, on top of that, we've got the four Gospels as well. And remembering that many of the ancient documents, secular documents, historical documents that we read today There were very few of those that are still in existence, but we believe the books that we read of history. When it comes to the Bible, to the scriptures, and to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are dozens and dozens of manuscripts that are incredibly ancient. Not the originals, we don't have those anymore, but some that from hundreds of years ago, and far more of those manuscripts than exist of the historical books that we never question and never doubt. And I'll go through some of that with you in a future podcast. I think the bottom line for me when it comes to Jesus is he's still alive today. Not just a historical figure, but a real person, God in human form, who was born into the human race in time and grew up and ministered and did some amazing things and taught us stuff that we can read in the Gospels in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who died on a cross, who rose from the dead 3 days later and ascended to heaven and is still alive today, still powerful today, still forgiving people, still changing and transforming lives. And his changing power, his life-changing power, is available to all, including you.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. A new episode of Digging Deeper is out every Wednesday. If you like this podcast, please share it with others and rate and review us on iTunes. That goes a long way to help others find us. If you have a question or topic you'd like Rob to address, please get in touch with us at Rob Buckingham's Public Figure Facebook page or email connect@baysidechurch.com.au. Join us next week when Pastor Rob will discuss the genocide stories in the scriptures. Did God really command the total annihilation of entire people groups? And if so, how do we reconcile these stories with the nature of a loving God? All that and more on next week's episode of Digging Deeper.